another edition of this Kansas State podcast called the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer for another edition of the PBBD edition of the show here. This podcast obviously focuses all things K-State athletics here. Coming at you on this late Monday afternoon, the 5th of December 2022, folks. And this is the postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Women's basketball yesterday, right? Obviously, the focus is still and should be on football, what they achieved throughout this year, including taking down once undefeated TCU on over the weekend as well. The women's basketball team back in their winning ways. Back in their winning ways after their loss to Arkansas a couple weekends ago. Now they're back on track there. They took care of a 1-7 Houston team yesterday in Bramlage by a count of 73-59 in this game. There which saw the return of Gabby Gregory, who actually came off the bench for this game, interesting enough. But hey, K-State used a big-time defensive effort. This reminded me a lot of the Clemson game. Nothing from Houston in the second or third periods in this game, second or third quarters in this game, as the defense shut the Lady Cougars down en route to a big victory yesterday afternoon in Bramlage Coliseum there as well. And, of course, K-State now has won 16 consecutive non-conference home games with his last loss. You got to go back a couple years ago when he lost to Idaho State. What? Yeah, eyes wide there. Back December 2020, 8th, if you want an exact date on that as well. Wildcats were letting this one. Obviously, I mentioned Gabby Gregory already. She came off the bench for this one, but the red-hot Jalen Glenn continues to shine, and Serena Sandell also played a huge part in this game. Gregory, game high 21 points, 6 of 13 from the field, 7 of 8 from the charity stripe there as well, and she ratcheted down 5 rebounds. The red hot Jalen Glenn, 18 points yesterday, a career high best, 8 of 12 from the field. Actually, excuse me, 8 of 12 from the free throw line. She also equaled her season high on the glass with 8 rebounds and handed out 3 assists and added 3 steals as well and blocked 2 shots as well. Serena Sandell's line in this one, 11 points, 8 assists, no turnovers, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. That's an awesome line right there when you have include there no turnovers in this match here there. As well, K-State now leads the series over incoming for Houston. Yes, the Big Houston, one of 4 new teams next year in the Big 12. Houston 2-0 against them. This was the first meeting between these schools all the way back to 1977. The Wildcats are 53-13 all time against members of the American Conference. K-State now under head coach Jeff Mitty. 11-6 in his coaching career against Houston there as well. I'm going to go to Coach Mitty here. And he mentioned his team got off to a little bit of a shaky start in this game. And he opened it up with that. He said, quote, "My opening speech will be just a hair shorter than when I called the first time out. This started in shoot-around today, and it seems like it carried over a little bit in terms of our energy, and that was a big concern of mine. You know, it's one thing, as I told them, it's one thing if the other team takes a lead and you're engaged, and you're doing things well, and you're talking, and you're doing things, some things, but I didn't like our body language. I didn't like our locker room before the game, so obviously I wanted to at least try to get their attention, and I'm proud of our group for coming back and staying locked in." I added that locked in part there. You know, Houston played thing out of 12-2, but a lot of basketball left. Oh my, yeah, 12-2. Damn. Oh my. But a lot of basketball left our group after that. Probably the last 12 minutes of the first half. I thought we played really well after that timeout there as well. You commented on Eliza Maupin here as well. I'm going to shoot down here from Coach Mini on Eliza. Quote, early I just felt like we needed somebody that had a little bounce in their step. And she's super athletic, so defensively she's really good. So the areas that we weren't playing very good, I thought. But then it wasn't long, a minute, to be able to see that, boy, she had a good look to her and had a good bounce to her. So I played her a little bit more at the five today because of that. But it was all just her early look was really good as well. See, and kind of go off that, you know, first discussion there for Jeff Mitty there about the injury there. You had a week off there in the game. Week off. If it's another team other than Houston, especially you start off slow like that in the Big 12 Conference, obviously, you're gonna lose. Fortunate enough, we haven't seen that too many times from this women's basketball team, but that's a little concerning there. You had a week off. You should be fired up for the game. But luckily, though, this team responded, had an edge to them after that. So thankfully, you know, seeing him in action and seeing him for the last, almost 10 seasons here at K-State and seeing him in person, I just saw this team against play Utah Tech, who was very, very irritating team to play. But they had some very good shooters, though, but very irritating because they hung around, especially that second half there a couple weeks ago when me and the fam went to see them in action for the first time this year. And I think we're going to be going out again and seeing them play another home. Well, we're going to be seeing them again here probably next month or maybe sooner than that. I got to double-check the schedule because I don't have schedule in front of me right now. But, yeah, that's a little concerning there, especially with all the momentum. The basketball teams this weekend were a little off. So, I get it. But at the same time, you kind of want to feed off that emotion from the football team winning the conference championship. And then you would think that that will just trickle down to the rest of your teams, right, that are currently in season, like the men's and women's basketball teams. The men struggled a little bit. Well, not a little bit, but they kind of were in and out of that game, that Wichita State game. And luckily, Marquise Noel saved them there in that game. We're pretty fortunate to win that ball game there. So, that's kind of a little concerning for me. And maybe I probably put a red flag on that as well. So you never want to take that. You want to continue that ride, that momentum from the football team there, and particularly the men's team. I'm gonna get on this now, and I'm probably gonna say it again. As me and Alex will get together to record this week's Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, episode 134. You have not listened to 133 yet. Please download it. Check it out wherever you get your podcast, your favorite podcast provider. But yeah, I'm not liking the vibe. Ever since the first game, I get it. It's the first game, really. The preseason games, and after the first true home game, right? And I'm not liking this trend that I'm seeing from the crowd. And I might be the only minority, and that's okay because this is what Eddie does, right? I want to stand myself out from the crowd and not follow the crowd. You know what I mean? So, and the crowd had to wait. Well, for obvious reasons, the football team, right? You knew that we're going to be loud as heck, right? But you had to wait 4 minutes until, oh shit, you know, we better get on this team before we lose this game, right? Where is the energy? Where's the only thing negative so far for the last several days? The energy. Excuse me. The energy, whether it's for a player or you're a fan, we'll just say a fan. So, look, I'm not trying to put a negative mark. I'm just trying to let y'all know what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing from a perspective that we gotta get behind these teams. And yes, oh, by the way, both these teams have only one loss. K-State women's team goes up to 8-1 after this win against Houston. But that's kind of something that I'm a little concerned about. And maybe, Eddie, it's not kind of, you know, who gives a damn about that? Say what? Hey, we're just coming off a Big 12 championship here. We should be fine for all these. This should trickle to all these teams. So that is what I'm saying. And hopefully, you know, and unfortunately, you know, we haven't seen a full arena yet. I mean, the student section is still showing out. They're packing that thing. But everyone else hasn't really joined on the train yet. So I'm probably going to be the only podcast, in case the podcast is going to point that out. Hey, and that's okay as well, because I'm not afraid to point it out. That's just from a pit box kind of view right now. These crowds have been inconsistent over the last several games. And I'm glad Jeff Mini called out his team for that, the lack of energy there, because that's, you haven't even played in a week. You should be pumped up, baby. Come on, man. But anyways, hey, the women did take care of business and handled Houston there. So K-State goes 8-1. Did I say Houston? Yeah, I said K-State. Well, I'll say it again. K-State goes 8-1 following the win yesterday there. And now their next opponent here, let's see here, before we wrap up this postcast edition of the show, it is going to be the next time. It's going to be Wednesday. They're going to be playing Kansas City, a.k.a. UMKC, on Wednesday night. And the way that these pods are rolling out this week, I'm probably going to leave it open for Thursday night for the postcast of that game as well. So K-State will look to continue their success against those teams from Kansas City. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on this postcast edition of Women's Basketball. K-State taking care of Houston there after needing a little bit of wake-up call. 73-59. Gabby Gregory, 21 points. Jalen Glenn continues her outstanding start to the campaign, adding 18. We'll see what happens against good old the Roos of KC on Wednesday night.